Okay, Pep, congratulations, a victory in your opening game. Pretty tense 90 minutes though, wasn't it?
Yeah, very intense, and first of all, huge credit to the players, because they put an effort there that was obvious, and they fought the game until the end, and that's something that we had last season and that we keep having this season. And in the end of the day, as a working class club, that's what we want from our players. They work hard for us, and huge credit for them as well. Huge credit because despite we struggled a little bit in the beginning, we didn't manage to impose ourselves. Brentford dominated us in possession because it's a team that's been doing that for a lot of years, and it was very difficult for us. We managed to get ahead in the result. Despite those first 25 minutes, I think we conceded ourselves a few chances that luckily for us, didn't go in. Apart from that, after we scored the goal, I think a lot of confidence came into the side. And even though we didn't control the possession of the ball, we did control the game. We closed the spaces. We tried to work on Brentford's mistake and try to use those mistakes and try to break on them. I think that's what was required with that result away from home, first game of the season. And we're always trying to look for the second goal. That unfortunately didn't come. But the team managed to keep the result until the end, and that's huge credit to them. And obviously for our fans that came away to Brentford here, they know how difficult it is to win the first game of the season away. And I'm very happy for them as well, because they supported us. I saw a unique team between the players and the fans today.
And a new system, let's not forget that. Steve Seddon playing his first senior game for the club as well. And some of the new signings being held back. Sunjic coming on to help you get through the last 20 minutes. So a lot of change into this game.
Yeah, well, slowly we need to make sure that we want to be better on the possession. Unfortunately, today we played against a team that is very good at it. It's been doing it for a lot of years. The whole squad has this composition to do that. And what we need to do is make sure that we're able to compete and slowly, gradually add little things. The fact that we played three in the back today, they turned into five, and the four midfielders, the two of them, they were getting a little bit close in offensive positions, like Magoma and Dan, helped us to lock all the gaps that Brentford wanted to play. Wanted to use those little gaps to try to get Canoas on the ball, Watkins on the ball, and on the half turn, and we needed to close that. So despite our vision, we want to get there, we want to do steps to go there, but at the same time, I'm very happy with the players, because they understood the game was clear, was prepared, and we did the right things. We want, though, to slowly add those little steps that we need to be able to challenge possession against a team like Brentford.
Yeah. Just finally, for me, also, it's evident that you need to add strike power in terms of other options for this system to flourish going forward.
Yes, well, in the end of the day, we know that we are as good as what players we have. I think today our players were really good in that system that grant us the 3 points, despite we were a little bit lucky in the beginning of the first half. After that, we were all right. But in the end of the day, yeah, we want to improve the squad. We lost important players, and I know the club is working very hard to make sure that things are in place so we can gradually keep adding strength on us. But on the other hand, I'm happy as well, because we found players where no one thought of. Like Steve Sellers has been working very hard for the club. He went on loan last season in Wimbledon, played on that position, and today managed to play it again for the Blues against a tough opponent like Dalsgaard. And I think he held up well until he got stopped. And that's, for me, it's another thing that makes me proud as a coach.